This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Democrats are proposing a new tax on firearms to pay for services for victims of all types of crimes. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Guns and ammo could cost 11% more under a ballot measure proposed by an influential state House Democrat. That added tax would generate an estimated $60 million a year for crime victim services. House Majority Leader Monica Duran.
As a gun owner myself, I gladly will pay the 11% tax on anything if that means we're going to be able to provide the services, the counseling, the therapy for crime victims.
If it gets on the ballot and is eventually approved in this November's election, it would be one of the first gun-specific taxes in any state. Gun rights advocates argue it would put a cost barrier on a constitutional right. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A bill to phase out new oil and gas permits in Colorado might not survive in its current form. CPR's Sam Brash explains why.
The legislation would end new oil and gas drilling in Colorado after 2033, but it faces its first vote next week in a committee chaired by State Senator Dylan Roberts, a Democrat representing Rout County and Eagle County. It can't survive without his vote, and Roberts says he's against any hard caps on new permits due to the potential impact on Colorado's economy and schools. The sponsors say they're now working on amendments, but wouldn't offer any details. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Four rural Colorado counties are working together on a campaign to encourage recovery from addiction. The project in Chaffee, Custer, Fremont, and Park counties aims to lessen the stigma of addiction. Dustin Paquette from Canyon City appears in ads for the campaign. He's been in recovery from meth addiction for 7 years and now helps other addicts recover.
There's many people in this world who have battled addiction and are winning that fight. And I hope that just through this campaign that we can get some people in the doors.
Parts of the state are now getting millions of dollars in opioid settlement funds. This is CPR News.